Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and I know I've been gone for a couple weeks now, but it's not my fault. So I implore everyone who misses my show on a regular basis, or when I'm not here on a regular basis, to call my employer and tell them to give me some time off. Although I had to blame myself because, you know, I was traveling a bit in the last 30 days, and I just got behind on work because nobody did anything for me, but that's another story for a different time. But I'm okay. I'm just exhausted. I still am recovering from my trip in Atlanta that I went a couple weeks ago. I'm still recovering from that because it was so, it just took a lot out of me, you know, just driving. And then, you know, 2 weeks before that, I was in Chicago. It just took a lot out of me. So I'm still feeling the effects of that because I'm old and out of shape, and I don't bounce back as quickly as I used to. But with that being said, coming back from vacation, you know, I when I went right to work, and then it's been nonstop since I've been back. And the thing is, I have to talk about my job a lot of times, and I just want, yeah, I don't know, whatever jobs you guys have or whatever, you know, you ever just feel like you just always under the gun, and there's always more coming. And I said it today, I'm like, it never stops, you know, especially when I think I'm getting a break. And then I'm like, okay, I want to be able to get this done and this done and this done. And then something happens to where it just knocks those things that I need to get done, get pushed back even further because I have something that's of a higher priority to handle. And it's like, it never stops. It's always, once you see a little light at the tunnel, you know, someone closes off the end. So that's kind of what I've been dealing with. And I think I'm in a place to where I'm just in a kind of a funk. I would say, although I'm doing good and I'm feeling good, the little con cred that I had when I came back from Atlanta has finally subsided. But I'm in a funk, you know, because, you know, everybody, I had an argument with an employee the other day for not doing their job or not wanting to do their job. And I was trying to tell them, everybody has personal stuff going on in their lives. Your personal stuff is not any greater than anyone else's. I just need you to come and do your job. I'm not asking for much. I just need you to do your job. And, you know, then, but they keep on saying, well, I got this to do. I have this to do. I have this to do in my personal life. Then maybe you should quit. Because, for one, I'm tired of arguing with you. I have a ton of stuff going on in my personal life that I would want to have more of a hold on, you know, more of a grasp on. But, you know, I am an adult. I'm an adult, and I have grown-up responsibilities. So I need to work, you know. So no matter how much I bitch and complain about, oh, I work too much here, I work too much there, I'm working 24 hours a day, I can't do this, I can't do that, I'm still going to show up and do my job. And that's why I can't understand about, and this is a younger person, but my thing is, when you're a younger person, I'm going to give you a couple of chances for younger people, maybe just out of college or in college or, you know, in that transition stage to where, what am I going to do with my life? I'll give you a couple chances because I've been there. But when you're a young person with children, and you choose to continue to have children, it's time for you to buck up and be an adult. because nothing's promised to you. You know, nobody has to give you anything. If you choose to lay and spread your legs out and have these babies and not make the father or fathers accountable, then you've made a choice. And thing is, and I don't care. You know, I had another employee call me at night. I can't come to work. Well, why not? Oh, my car. Well, my mother's car is not working. What's that have to do with me? You need me to drop you off because I'm not working your shift. No. Well, let me give you some options. So therefore, this doesn't turn into an HR issue. So I gave him a couple options and none of them were good enough. And yeah, still, no, I'm not going to be able to make it because I got this to do, got this to do. Okay. You know, and he wanted me to argue with him. I'm like, I'm not arguing with you. You're not coming to work. Okay. You know, because I can't abide arguing with adults. You know, grown ass people. This person's really grown. I'm like, what's the purpose? What's the purpose in doing that? So I just pray that things get better. I am going to the St. Louis Zoo through work on Friday. I didn't want to go because I've already been to St. Louis this year. Like back in, when did I go to St. Louis? Back in June? I wasn't trying to go to St. Louis again, but here I go. And it should be an interesting trip. It should be a fun trip. I've gotten really, really, you know how I collect those pop figures and stuff, and I think I'm going to start selling them because I think I've lost my desire because nothing really new has come out that I really want. Sorry, Zach, my, my pop figure, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I just wanted them all. It's late and I'm tired. That has kind of waned. And, so I think I'm going to start selling some of them. So look for those, to be sold. Now the ones that I absolutely love, I think I'm going to keep all my exclusives, that you can't really find anywhere, and my special ones, but the run the mill that might be worth a little something, I'll be selling those, because I don't need them. I'm glad that hobby has died down for me. Although I'm still getting those, supernatural mystery minis, like I need those, right? And but I've been collecting pins and places I've been, and so I've bought I have a Wizard World pin somewhere that I want to find to, you know, say I've been to the Wizard World cons. I did buy a Dragon Con one. I have one from Chicago at the Chicago restaurant, Bubba Gump's shrimp restaurant. Shrimp Company or whatever that's called. I have that one. I'm like, I think that's kind of cool. And it kind of gives you a little memory of where you've been. And that's cool. I like that. So hopefully I can get me a nice pin from the St. Louis Zoo to say, hey, you was here. Not that that's big. I know it's kind of silly. But it's a lot simpler hobby. It takes up a lot less space than pop figures, but that's neither here nor there. But anyhow, I hope you guys are good. Thank you guys for still tuning in and listening, especially over there on iHeartRadio. I'm my iHeartRadio subscribers and listeners. Thank you. I think more people listen on iHeart than listen on iTunes. Go figure that. So thank you guys, and all the rest of you, just wherever you pick up the show, whenever, wherever, however you listen to the 5x5 podcast and listen to me run my mouth. thank you. But if you haven't subscribed on iTunes yet, don't forget to go do that. And check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ the 5x5, completely spelled out, or send me a tweet at the 5x5, and it's all numeric as the 5x5.blogspot.com blog. Those are also numeric. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram, One Funny Guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY, over there on Instagram, and you can see all my pictures. And I'm finally caught up Well, not really, because I haven't bought comic books in 2 weeks. I know when I'm busy, when I'm not able to make it to the comic book store on Wednesday. You know I'm busy when I can't make it to the comic book store on Wednesday. So, yeah. So, but follow me on Instagram. I have a little fun over there and pictures and, you know how it works. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, this story that may or may not be true about some shadiness going over at Wendy's, my current cricket situation in my home. We're going to talk a little bit about Empire, Gotham, the new shows are coming back, and we'll just talk a little bit because I just felt like talking. But thank you guys for listening. So take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll start the show.
You know it's funny how time flies. As I watch days turn into years, you never know if it'll last forever. You can only try to keep.
home now. Where are my keys? Jody Watley, from her very first, I think it was her first self-titled album, Jody Watley, that had Looking for a New Love, which was a lead single on that album. But Jody Watley still, I loved that song when it came out. It didn't do very well, but I loved it because her voice was really, really raspy and deep. The video was gorgeous. I didn't like the guy in it, but anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David, and I'm glad you guys chose to join me on this Wednesday after I've been away for a couple of weeks because I've been so freaking busy. You know, and with being busy, you know, I require, when I do get to sleep, I want to sleep. Now, you know, a few of you remember a few weeks ago, I had a cricket in here that I couldn't find. I couldn't find the cricket. It was chirping. And then it kind of went away. And I'm like, ooh, that's good. The cricket went away. And now I can get some sleep. But all of a sudden, the other night, I'm laying here. And I'm like, oh, it's so peaceful. And I get to get some sleep, and I'm ready to lay down. I've restarted watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Although, I don't know why I started, because I guess there was nothing really on TV in recent weeks, because things are ready to start up. New things are ready to start up. Empire came back tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Gotham came back last night. Heroes Reborn comes back tomorrow to our season premiere. When I get off here, I'm going to watch Scream Queens. I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about that. Oh, and I have to do a shout out. My dad's birthday was Sunday. Happy birthday to my father. He is 70 years old. 70 years old, and he still goes to work every single day. And then that was Sunday, and then Tuesday was my sister's birthday, my older sister. And so we have a lot of birthdays. My mother was saying, she's like, I don't know why all, because all of our birthdays are in the summer. She's like, it's too many birthdays, and I'm tired. But we had some really good food on Sunday for my dad's birthday dinner. It was nice. We had a good time. It was funny because there was one moment that I caught my father blowing out the candles to his cake. And then everybody, you know, you do the obligatory, you know, clap. And he's sitting there clapping like some 6 or 7 year old kid. And I was like, oh, look at my dad, you know. And that kind of made me smile. So I had a private moment that I didn't really say at the time. I think I shared it on Facebook. I said, look at my dad. Be enjoying his day. So props to him. 70 years old, and he's still pushing on. What's up, Mr. Zach? How are you doing? I am on. I haven't been on in a couple of weeks, and I'm glad to be here. So I'm glad to see you. what have you been up to, my friend? Oh, and I got some new glasses. I got some really new, cute glasses. I did work at a optometrist appointment while I've been so busy, but the only reason I got that done because I was there in the course of work, and I'm like, oh, you know what, you have time to squeeze me in. So I get some new glasses because I broke my other ones coming back from Atlanta. So I got some new glasses, but you know what, here's the funny thing. My broken pair was my backup pair, and not that I could see any better with them than the ones I have now, but when I took those off, I seen better. When I take these off, I don't know, because they're so much stronger. When I take these off, I don't see as well as I did before. Figure that one out. Anyhow, so back to, like, all this new stuff is happening and all the new television shows are coming out. I think a couple of weeks we have Flash and The Arrow's back and The Walking Dead's coming really soon. So all this stuff is coming back and new stuff is going on. But that's why black ass need to be in bed. And and going to sleep. But so I'm laying here, you know, earlier, and it was the other day, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna get me some sleep. I'm gonna really tear this bed up. And then as soon as, you know, you get in that one spot and you're kind of dozing on and off, and you know that last time you doze off, it's going to be the one that takes you on to La La Land. As soon as that happened, chirp, 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 chirpity, chirp, 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 chirp. I'm like, oh, hell. No, you didn't. No, it didn't. And I'm like, the thing is, you're in that spot in bed that you don't want to get up. And so you start throwing things around the room, like in the direction of the chirp, to maybe you'll look up and hit it, or you'll scare it and it'll hop somewhere else. And so I'm like, and it chirped all night. I mean, and it was loud. I'm like, where? But I wasn't getting up. I refused to get up, you know, because I was so tired. I finally was able to reach for my headphones, and I turned on my iPad and the Bluetooth, and I was able to go to bed. But it was just chirping, losing its mind. So early today, this evening, I'm relaxing, and I don't know, it's these big black ass crickets, big gorilla crickets, that are coming in my house. I don't know why. Team Cricket. No, you cannot be Team Cricket. Mr. George, you cannot be Team Cricket. And so I'm laying here. And so I feel something jump on me. You know, I'm like, oh, what the heck? I thought it was like a piece of plaster was falling down or whatever was falling on me. I'm like, what was that? And here is this cricket that jumped up on me and looked at me and was like, what's happening, bitch? And I said, you're dead. You know, and here I am. I jump up. So it jumps. And so I didn't find it. I'm like, oh, this bastard, and got away. But I mean, you really tried it. You know, you tried it. You jumped up on me and looked at me like you was ready to start something, and then you got away. I'm like, oh, shit. It's on. I said, well, you'll chirp in a minute. I'll get your ass. So I'm... You can't be Team Cricket. And so I'm laying there once again, and... He was trying to be smart. Chirp, chirp. Chirpity, chirp, chirp, chirp. Chirp, 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 chirp. Chirp. I'm like, mm-hmm. So I got up real slick with it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to find you. And then it's still going like, yeah, I got his ass. That's what his big ass got to get up and try to find me now. And so I'm moving some stuff around because I got all these damn pop figures around, so it's easy to hide behind some shit. And that's why I'm getting rid of these bastards, because they're making the crickets come in my house. I don't know, they might be. And so he thought he was going to get away. And I know it's bad luck to kill a cricket. You ever heard that saying that it's bad luck to kill a cricket inside your house? And I will take 7-8 years of bad luck, but I got his ass. he thought he had got by the closet. And I think he thought he could go up under the closet to get away from me. But little did he know, there's like another piece of, I don't know, plastic or wood that's on the bottom of the closet to make the closet door seal shut a little bit easier. And he was stuck. He turned around and was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, your ass ain't. And this 13 was all on him. So I have cricket guts. And I'm going to take a picture of his smashed ass so you guys can see what you need to do if you have a chirping ass cricket in your house. Because he was having, Zach says he's having a ball in those pop boxes. Well, not anymore, because he's dead. He's dead. And when I smashed him, this is the last thing he had to say.
Ma'am, I just cannot bear to continue to talk.
Yeah, because he felt the whole weight of my thigh 13 on his back, And it will be no cricket songs and chirps and shit tonight because I'm going to get some sleep. And when we come back, I would say, y'all know I'm crazy. I would tell you about a story that I read about this chick at Wendy's. They say it may not be true, but I thought it was funny enough to share anyway. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Nothing. You guys might. That is from the soundtrack to School Days, that Spike Lee film from the 80s that dealt with black on black racism. So good stuff. If you ever get a chance to watch that movie, it's dated, but it's still good. Has music in there from Phyllis Hyman. It showcases the historically black universities with their sororities and fraternities. That's a big thing. Like I said, black on black racism. Spike Lee was always, and that was for the time. That was kind of serious because, again, something that we didn't want to accept and say what was going on. It's gotten better, but it's a good movie. The soundtrack's phenomenal, and the lead singer on that particular song, Be Alone Tonight, is Tisha Campbell. You know, Tisha Campbell was in Martin. She was on that show with Damon Wayans that I didn't watch. So she's been around, but she can sing. That was her first thing. She was a singer. But her album went aluminum foil because nobody bought it. But anyhow, welcome back. This is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David, and they're showing the very first episode of The Walking Dead on TV right now. And I was like, wow, how they've changed how they do the zombies and stuff to how they're doing it now. And then, you know, the show's returning in a couple of weeks. The funny thing is, I was watching Andrew Lincoln, who plays the sheriff. I can't think of his name. Rick Grimes on the show. And he's walking around barefooted. But the whole time he's walking around barefooted, his bottom of his feet never get dirty. Not that I have a foot fetish or anything. I just looked. But I just kind of noticed. I'm like, how come you're walking through all this stuff barefooted and the bottom of your feet are just as white as they can be? What up with that? Anywho. I ran across an article that I thought it was really, really funny. If I can pull it up real quick. How many of you guys are getting a new iPhone? Isn't that coming out this week? I'm not. I thought about it. I'm like, do I need to go on and switch to iPhone since everybody else has one? But I'm not a... I'm not one for a... you know, following the trends and stuff like that. I'm not that guy at all. Let me see if this will bring it up. I had it pulled up, and then for some reason my phone is tripping. Maybe I need to get an iPhone because right now my phone is clowning. I'm like, maybe they don't want me to talk about it. They're like, yeah, you can talk about too much. You run your mouth too much. So, don't be talking about that because that's a little nasty. I mean, what is going on? Let's see. Because there's a woman who got in a fight. Supposedly, this is all allegedly because I did read another website to where they said the story wasn't true. But it was interesting and interestingly disgusting at the same time. Let's see. Y'all have to hear it. And it's kind of gross. So any kiddies are listening or you have a weak stomach, you might not want to listen to this part because it's kind of nasty. But I want to talk, if it's true, I want to talk about her ass because somebody needs to go punch her in the face or in the vagina, so to speak. So this happened at allegedly at a Wendy's restaurant. It says Wendy's worker arrested for putting vaginal discharge on woman's burger. In Maryland, Lakeisha Hunter, you know, and I was praying to God it wasn't a sister. You know, why couldn't she? Well, I was just praying that she couldn't be, it wasn't a sister. Lakeisha Hunter, she was arrested and led away in handcuffs after arguing with a customer, Lachey, what's her name? Arguing with the customer, Lachey Jones, over their child's father not coming to see the baby. Miss Hunter then went back to the restaurant and used discharge from her vagina in place of mayonnaise on Lachey's bacon cheeseburger. Apparently, the two women who share the same father have been at each other's throats for a while. Lachey claims she had Lamont first, and Lakeisha ruined her family. What would these young ladies learn? No man is worth fighting for. Especially when they're making all these babies and can't take care of them. Why you want them? You know, seriously. Lakeisha's co-workers, who choose to remain anonymous, is the one who told the manager that she witnessed Lakeisha and add her special sauce. She admitted to Prince George's Hospital after... Lachey was admitted to Prince George's Hospital after digesting the burger. As Lakeisha was led away and handcuffed, she released a statement to reporters. Now, if this is true, sometimes you need to keep your mouth shut. You know, I say that a lot. Sometimes it's not always appropriate to open your mouth and say anything, because running your mouth will get your ass in trouble, which would happen. She says, "I told that hoe to quit playing with me. She said extra mayo, so that's what she got. Now ask that bitch what my pussy tastes like." Who does that? What kind of person? What kind of person would do that? I mean, seriously? Lakeisha, Tanisha, whatever your name is, who would do that? I don't get it. You know, and here's my thing. They said that she used her vaginal discharge instead of mayonnaise. I mean, how much was it? Bitch, you need to go to the hospital. You don't need to be working and putting stuff on people's burgers. You need to go to the hospital because you need a shot or something. Right? That just seems odd to me that you can... Just the thought of it makes you want to throw up, right? It also says Lachey, the victim, plans to file a civil suit against Lakeisha as well as Wendy's. She is looking to get $5 million in damages. Lakeisha is being held at the PG County Jail on $50,000 bond. You know, don't let that bitch out. Do not let her out, because she is straight. She's straight clown. Anyhow, I thought I'd share that with you guys because I thought it was really, really funny. And not that I think it was funny, I thought it was disgusting. But, you know, seriously, Lakeisha, where do you do that at? So, this weekend, like I told you guys, I'm going to St. Louis on Friday. And then this weekend, although I do have to work a little bit, I got to work a lot. This weekend, we have a con coming to town. It's called TriCon, and I forgot to apply for my press badge, so I got to pay to get in. Where they do that at? All the local ones I've always gotten to free. And I'm like, that sucks. And I was going to plead my case, but it's like one day before the event now, and I think that's a little tacky. So I'll pay whatever it is. I think it's like 40 or 50 bucks to get in, but it's going to be more Star Trek laced, I guess you would say. So that should be fun. So I have another little nerd event to go to. I think in November, well, I got a couple of other traveling plans going on. I was going back to Atlanta for Pride, but I don't think I can do it. This took too much out of me, the drive and then doing everything and then coming. I think it took too much. I think I was going to do a staycation. Or, you know, I told you guys that I... He kind of has been, taking an interest in someone. So maybe I'll go be with that person that weekend. I was planning to go to Atlanta. But when more of that develops, I'll give you guys the scoop. Y'all need to be out of all my business just yet. Have that going on. And then, I didn't have to go to Chicago. Although when I went to Chicago, that's when it happened. But anyhow, I digress. Because I went to Chicago, you know, to see Stephen Amell and, you know, all those people. Come to find out, they're going to be in Louisville, which is only an hour and 45 minutes away from my home. It's another Wizard World Con. So I'm like, do I go to another Wizard World Con? Do I go do that? So I probably will go do that because it's really close. So we're going to drive over there. I'm going to take the kids and we're going to do that. So if anybody's going to Wizard World November 6th, 7th, or 8th, yours truly would be there. And getting in trouble as always. are having fun. It's going to see Stephen Amell again. Although, you know, Stephen Amell, you know, he put his foot in his mouth here recently. But you know what? Hey, we'll take a little break and then we'll come back. We'll talk about Stephen Amell. We'll talk about Kim Davis. And then we'll wrap up for tonight because he has to get some sleep because there's no crickets. And we'll go from there. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
I'm not perfect and I'm no snitch, but I can tell you she's a bitch. I would not trust her if I could. No, 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 she's just no good. But nothing could prepare me for that being 23. No one told me, so please don't scold me, 'cause I can't help but feel this way.
That song that is from, well, not really from, it was the theme music to Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. And you know, I used to love Chloe. That was my favorite show because it was absolutely hilarious. But that song is actually by Katie Hampton, available on iTunes. Welcome back to the 5x5 Podcast. We are wrapping up today. Just a few more things to talk about tonight. I'm talking about the Louisville Wizard World Comic Con, which I'm probably going to. Stephen Amell's going to be there, and I'm a fan of Stephen Amell, you know, and I believe in second chances, and but again, there's times, you know, we live in such a social world that and everything is so immediately shared, and we can search for things, and information is so at our fingertips now with the phones and computers and tablets and laptops and all that kind of stuff. You can't say too much, you know, even being a celebrity, you can't say, not that you should have to hold your opinions to yourself, but if you want a career, you might just want to do that because, you know, sometimes people's comments, they come back to hurt them and we don't hear from them anymore. But Stephen Amell, a couple weeks ago, there was a young man in Texas. His name is Ahmad 14-year-old Muhammad. I think it was Ahmad Muhammad. Ahmad A-H-M-E-D, Muhammad, was arrested for bringing a self-made alarm clock into his school. Now, I will say, you know, you know, people, sometimes white people can be crazy, you know, because, you know, especially in Texas, and, you know, they want everybody to be in a group. If you're brown skinned, so you're a black person. If you're a black male, you're a thug. You know, you don't work. You have a lot of kids, which, you know, that's true. But I don't fit the stereotype, so you can't talk in 100% certainties about people. Same thing with Ahmad. You know, he's Arabic. Of course, has a very Arabic name. But you know what? Your mom and dad should have told you, don't be taking that bomb-looking device to school. to school with you. They're going to lock your little ass up. You know, they should have told them. You know, see, the parents should have had some black friends. Because if they say, what's little Ahmad working on? That for the science fair? And and they were like, oh, yeah, he's making a alarm clock. he going to take it to school. And here it looking like a bomb. They should, you know, black people like, girl. That'd be same thing. That's like a black person taking a toy pistol to school. You know, they don't think your intentions, it could be made out of cardboard. They're throwing your black ass in jail. You know, just some things you can't do because sometimes, you know, that's what I'm talking about white people because I love y'all. You know, but sometimes y'all overreact and the stereotypical things that some of us do, y'all take it to the nth level. And so he goes to school and he takes this thing. So the teacher freaks out because they think the little Arab boy had brought a bomb to blow them all up in school. But it's just a science project. Although there was no science affair, anything going on. Somebody training the mind. Y'all better watch. I'm playing. I want somebody to get mad at me. I'm playing. See, comedians can make a joke about it because it's funny when you think about it. But they lost their mind. They threw his little buddy in jail. Well, they think they did arrest him or detain him or something. And so Stephen Amell wanted to chime in because people were saying, oh, this is so wrong. You're stereotyping. This is a 14-year-old kid. What do you think he's going to do? You, Texas, you're wrong for that. This is how Texas is, blah, 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 blah. And so Stephen Amell, he gets on there and he tweets that stereotyping Texas is just as bad as stereotyping Ahmad. And Twitter lost their mind. You know, social media is so very powerful and it can send so many messages, good or bad, and opinions. It went bad for him. There's a lot of people that defended him. Like, he's a good guy. And I guess those are the stands. He's a good guy. He didn't mean it. Well, no, he didn't mean it because he typed it. That's how he felt. But being a Canadian, do you really have a point of view? You know, do you really have a perspective? You know, that's people trying to get across. Why would you say that? Because it's not the same as stereotyping Texans, because the general populace of Texas will not be, is not being affected. It's not being oppressed. It's not being shown in a light to where you might be affected by what was said. This young man was arrested for doing something that he thought was inventive, creative, and smart. Now, whether he has ulterior motives and he practices to blow one of y'all up with these days, again, that's a joke. You know, that remains to be seen. Which I don't think he, you know, no, I think he's totally fine. And so the president did invite him to the White House, and he told him to bring his alarm clock as well. And, you know, of course, you know, the Republicans and conservatives, they're all over. They're like, you know, of course that Muslim will want him to come and see him, you know. But it's just sad that Stephen Amell had to get in there and give his two cents, which he probably should just kept his mouth shut. But I'm still going to see him when I go to Louisville Comic Con. He says he wasn't trying to equate things that are very, very different. He says, I was simply trying to say that two wrongs don't make a right. Again, you should have shut your mouth, because that's just, you still kind of defended what you were saying, and still equating it, to being apples and apples when it was more like apples and lemons. But he did say the best thing to do in these scenarios is just go away for a bit. So be well, I'll be back, and that's it. So he disappeared off of social media because he's one of those celebrities that's very, very interactive with his fans online, and he does these little live spots, and I wonder if when I see him in Louisville, I'll get a shirt that has an alarm clock on the front. You think he will respond to it, or will they kick me out of the con? I don't know. And lastly, Miss Davis, she's still trying to, and I talked about this, and I'm not going to give much thought to it, because every time we mention her voice, we validate the bullshit that she's perpetrating on Rowan County and Kentucky. And she's making all of us look bad. And we can talk about religion till we're blue in the face. I thought the masses of people today that was sitting out there wanting to see the Pope was insane. And and not that I don't understand it, because I have a very religious background myself, and I understand it. I never really understood Catholicism, because a lot of Catholicism is based in the Old Testament. But all these people, you know, I'm like, wow, religion is very, very powerful, and we need to take notice, because even though we're winning some victories with marriage equality and things of that nature, that Christian person is still very powerful in the United States, that we have adopted a religion that didn't even start here. Go figure. And so, with Kim Davis, she was told not to interfere, with the issuing of the marriage licenses to any person who applied for a marriage license, and specifically same-sex marriage licenses, and her deputies could issue them without any interference from her. Well, she keeps on making all these appeals to the governor and the state to make accommodations for her to her religious. Her conscience, her religious conscience and faith, is not tarnished, or she doesn't feel any type of way, because God doesn't, this is what she says. I've seen an interview with her. She's like, 'cause God doesn't validate those marriage lives. I don't think God's worried about a piece of paper. I don't think he's worried about it. And I can't think for God, you know. But she says those things, I'm like, wow, you're so missing the point, because you're saying your religious freedoms. But if other people start saying not just Christianity, start saying, say like a Buddhist. I don't know too much about Buddhists. Start talking about, you know, we don't want to kill bugs because, you know, it's a reincarnation or something like that. And they start protesting Action Pest Control and Terminex. People will lose their mind, you know, because they don't think Buddha is the same as Christianity. So I just think it's all very, very silly. And I just wish people to stop, you know, just think. And I think she needs to go away for a very long time. And be out of politics, because she's not the right person, because she's using her personal opinions to affect the lives of many. And it's unfortunate that nobody has stepped in and said, okay, it's time for you to go. We're tired of looking at you and your bad hair, you know. But anyhow, Empire tonight was just as fabulous as we left it earlier this year. Cookie and the gang is back. And did they shade Donnie McClurkin? They called him Donna. Did y'all catch that? They called him Donna McClurkin. I'm like, oh, snap. So somebody has beef with Dinah McClurkin, obviously. You can tell the music was influenced by Ne-Yo, because, you know, Ne-Yo is writing music and songs for this season of Empire, along with Timbaland. It was good. It was good. It took a little while to get going. Some odd things happening. It didn't really make a lot of sense. If you haven't watched it, at the 36-minute mark, the turnip was real. The turnip was so real. And I'm ready. Now, these are the pop figures that I will buy. The Empire pop figures, I'll be all about them. I want a Cookie. I want a Lucius Lyons. I want a Becky. I want a Boo Boo Kitty. Ooh, damn. I want all of them if they have them. If they make it, they should. They should, because I think that would be funny. But regardless of all that, Empire was very, very cool. I did catch Gotham. It started out very cool as well. But here's the thing. After meeting, well, not really meeting, seeing Ben McKenzie and meeting Sean Pritchway, who plays Alfred on Gotham, it was... it was a little different because I seen him in a different light. I seen I've seen him in person, but the guy who plays Jim Gordon, he's very, very tiny. He's a small guy. And I seen that. Like before, I thought he was had a little bit better stature about him. But now I'm like, all I see is this kind of small guy playing Jim Gordon on television, and the illusion is gone for me. So when you meet these people at cons, you know, sometimes it's not always it's not always good, because sometimes the illusion goes away after you've seen them. That was cool. Gotham was good. Tomorrow Heroes Reborn comes back, so interested in seeing that. That will be interesting as well. See how they're going to retell the story after it kind of went away horribly. What, 2 or 3 years ago? Well, no longer than that, about 4 or 5 years ago. And some of the original players are back in it. So that should be fun. But anyhow, I'm going to bed. We are right at an hour. And pray that the crickets don't regroup and start a symphony in my bedroom tonight. I'm not trying to go through all that tonight. But don't forget to check out past shows on the Facebook page or on the blog. Leave me a voicemail. You can always just leave a voicemail and I'll play them here on the show. If you're local and you're going to be at Tricon this weekend, I will see you. If not, let's go hang out at Louisville Comic Con in November. It's that time of year. It's going to be nice weather, so it won't be so hot. But you guys have a great night. And I'll see you next time. Good night.